Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Covered the Orioles for a long time. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Featured ours Friday. It's Ozzy, by the way. Steve Molesky. Steve, what's up?
Bob and Ryan, good afternoon.
How you doing, dude?
I am good.
We had Peter Flaherty on a couple of days ago from Baseball America talking about the Orioles draft that was, and he gave Siskel and Ebert two thumbs up, A+. He loved Irish, who Keith Law had in his top 60 prospect list already today in The Athletic. So, Steve, you analyze this stuff as well as anyone. I mean, we would criticize Elias for the major league roster, but what about the job he and his people did draft time?
Well, we'll know in 2 years a lot more, but it's playing to good reviews by the people who do it more than all of us, you know, sure. The Baseball Americans of the world and Jim Callis and Keith Law and those guys who really know those players. And I don't watch the college game to say I've seen Ike Irish play. I mean, I look at the stats that everyone else looks at. But I think the Orioles did a good job, and it looks like they spent every nickel they could. They did use their spending power, and they gave DeBrun over slot. And so, you know, they doled out $19 or $20 million in this draft. And hopefully it'll do a lot of good. And I pointed out numerous times, Bob, on the airwaves and on my writing on Substack, that they can trade players drafted at the end of the World Series. So what they've done is they've added to their prospect capital pool, and maybe they're going to add to it more here in the next few days, getting some high-level minor guys and deals. And it just fortifies them for deals this winter.
It's a good insight there, because the Orioles definitely, Steve, are going to need some more pitching specifically, because who doesn't need enough pitching? And Steve, I always like getting to talk with you. They couldn't separate us here. Last week we're together. We're talking ball again. But since we're talking pitching, you got a chance to see arguably the Orioles' best pitcher in their organization who's been on the IL. Kyle Bradish was in Aberdeen trying to get back. Now, we're not worried about how he specifically looks. It's about the feel. But from your just insights on everything so far with Kyle Bradish, your impression so far of him getting back on the bump?
You know, I had heard from some people just, you know, kind of off the record over the last few weeks that had seen him throw bullpens or whatever, that, man, he looks really good. And so let's see what it looks like in a game. And it looked pretty good. I mean, the Iron Birds were a little sloppy on D behind him. He gave up a soft single that cost him a run. But, I mean, his first pitch of the game was 92, ground out to second. His second pitch of the game was 97. And it's like, wow, okay. And he had several 95s and 6s in there. So, I mean, the fastball velocity was there for the first time out. And he looked good. And, I mean, the Orioles don't let us interview the rehab guys, so we don't know specifically how he felt, But Ryan Gaul, the manager, really liked it and thought he was quite pleased with his outing. And, you know, it's a nice first step. And, I mean, guys, he was pitching in a game, in a professional game, 13 months and 5 days out of surgery. So that's not bad. And I think this year for him, guys, is whether he adds a lot to the 25 team or not, just get him back in some Orioles games eventually, set him up to have a full year, knock on wood, healthy year in 26. And the guy's got a 2.8 ERA since 2023. So let's not forget, he's the best pitcher on this staff.
Oh, no doubt. And when he's been healthy for a full season, right, Steve? He was a Cy Young candidate going back to 2023. Now he wasn't.
Fourth, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe he could have gone top three, but I digress. We're looking at a top pitcher in the game of baseball. And that's the priority here, Steve, is you can never have too much starting pitching. And that's why when we were on last week here, you know, you and I sat here and said, we think it's hard that they're going to trade any of their controllable starting pitchers. Trevor Rogers apparently was going to be explored for trade. I don't see that being happening. I don't see Dean Kramer going anywhere. But the Orioles do have some arms in the bullpen still that might be hot commodities since you can take Felix Bautista's name out of there. So Dominguez and Soto are the two that I think are going to draw attention. In your mind, what type of starting pitcher, because that's what I think the Orioles would target, what type of caliber player maybe in the minors do you think that they could get back for two of those guys that are going to be in demand for bullpen needy teams?
Well, people have pointed out, writers have pointed out correctly, I think, that if the Orioles package a couple of their tradable players, Ryan O'Hearn goes with Sir Anthony Dominguez, that could bring back a bigger package of talent. But just individually, none of these guys are bringing a top 100 prospect and maybe not even a high top 30, a team top 30. But what you hope to get is a high-level pitcher, double A, triple A, who a year from now can help you, who's on the cusp. Because we have to remember, Ryan, if a contender is adding an Oriole player, they don't want to subtract from their roster, and then it's just a wash, right? Mm-hmm. So they want to be additive for the postseason. So contenders are often trading prospects. And so Oriole fans are going to blow their gasket. What do we got? He can't help us next year. Well, again, any prospect they add in the next few days might help them next year, might help them in winter trades. And it's all good. You're just adding to your organizational talent base, and that's a good thing.
So I want to follow that up then, because Josh Naylor got traded from the Diamondbacks to the Mariners, and they got two top 30 prospects, I believe, in that deal, which I think with Josh Naylor even being a little bit younger and what he's proven in past years, and you made a great point, guys like Ryan O'Hearn, guys like Cedric Mullins, on their own, even though they have value – being on expiring contracts, the value is going to be less. So I appreciate you saying the top 100 prospects is not necessarily going to happen. But in your mind then, who do you think is the most valuable trade piece? Is there a player that we have mentioned for the Orioles? Or is there someone else that we haven't mentioned that you think could bring in the best return if the Orioles were to move that player?
Well, I mean, the beauty here is in the eye of the beholder. So there might be someone out there who says, I know Cedric Mullins isn't tearing the cover off the ball, but I really like what he brings. I think he could elevate his game for 2 months and help us get over the top. But right now, I would have to say, I think Charlie Morton might be the most sought-after guy because he's pitched so well outside of one start coming out of the break. And look at his playoff experience. Mm-hmm. He's got a 3.60 ERA and 80 postseason innings. So he doesn't just have 2 games of playoff experience. He's got 15 or 20. And the guy is throwing 95, 96. He's a medical marvel to me at 41. I don't know how long he can go, but he's still going strong. And with his playoff resume, somebody's going to want that. And then Sir Anthony has a good playoff resume. And the splitter has gotten everybody in the game's attention. So those are two sought after guys. I mean, with Ryan O'Hearn, he's going to be 32, but, you know, he might be the late bloomer who his best 2 or 3 years are still to come. I mean, he looks like he just keeps trending up, and his defense keeps getting solid at first. So I think those three are out there, and we'll see what the rest holds. I mean, the Orioles have a host of guys. This could be really active for them in the next few days.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ripping it with Ryan, 105.7 The Fan, Steve Molesky. What's going on in your world here on this Featured Artist Friday?
Well, I'm going to head to the ballpark tonight and sweat off a few pounds, which is a good thing for me, probably. And, you know, I just got it going on Substack, guys. So check me out, steveonbaseball.substack.com. That's where I'm doing my writing now. And I have a podcast every week and some videos. And I covered Bradish last night in Aberdeen. We'll be in Baltimore tonight. Just have had a steady stream of minor league stuff. I just wrote a big feature on Trey Gibson, Double A Chesapeake, who I think may be now the best pitching prospect in the Oriole farm system. If he's not, he's in the top three or four. So I keep it going.
Steve Molesky, always appreciate the time. I'll see you down at Cannon Yards later today.
All right, Bobster, see you then.
There he is, Steve Molesky. It's Riveter with Ryan Nolan. We have breaking news.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. John Heyman on Twitter. Gregory Soto traded to the Mets. No compensation noted or known right now, but Soto on the move.
No Soto for Soto? No. Gregory Soto, your boy, on his way to New York, back to the National League East, where the Orioles got him from in the first place.
Yeah, you know what? I'll talk about on the other side here, but the Mets, I'm really curious because I felt, and I've said this for actually the last couple weeks, I thought my bold or guarantee was the Orioles were going to make a deal with the Mets. Now I'm curious who they got, Bob.
No doubt. And Soto leaves on a high note. Got the save yesterday.
Yes, he did.
For the Birds in Cleveland. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, top of the hour. Talk more about this trade deadline.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.